It used to be that National Guardsmen were known as weekend warriors. These days, for outfits like the Minnesota Guard, it's more like two-year warriors. Charlie Company of the 2nd Battalion, 136th Infantry, has 72 Minnesotans who just learned that they are going to be in Iraq for another 4 months. They were getting ready to leave in March. NPR's John McChesney spent 4 days with Charlie Company, and he has this report.
Charlie Company is responsible for part of the security at the vast supply base called Anaconda, 50 miles north of Baghdad. They escort truck convoys on IED-infested highways, and they patrol the roads and villages that ring the base. Escorts and patrols can be dangerous, but so far the company hasn't lost anybody. Lieutenant Eric Nelson describes the purpose of the patrol we're about to take outside the base.
Get a feel for what the people are thinking, possibly collect some intelligence, and get some information on local insurgencies around that operate around the base.
Pointing up at the Humvee's turret, he says he doesn't anticipate any hostile fire.
And they see that, this big weapon, 50 caliber machine gun, they see that, and it's obviously scared of it. You don't see the insurgents rolling around with this type of weaponry, and like I said, they're not looking for a full-on confrontation.
But just in case someone does decide to confront the convoy, each Humvee test fires its weapons as we leave the base. The 6 Humvee convoy rattles over bone-jarring, rutted roads past canals, herders of flocks, and small farms. We stop at one farm and dismount. 6 soldiers walk up the driveway toward a young farmer waiting there. He's dressed in a black vest with green embroidery. He's smiling as 2 intelligence officers and an interpreter question him. We're not allowed to record the interview, but we did talk to him afterward.
What kinds of things did they ask you about?
شنو الأشياء اللي سألوك عنها؟
من هم؟
الأمريكان.
قلنا سؤال أمان. ساعدون ساعدكم سوّلكم مدارس سوّلكم رسائل معلومية.
They talked to us about safety and that they want to help us. They want to build schools and help us with the water projects.
They didn't ask if anybody saw anything suspicious.
ما سألوك لو شفت أي شيء غريب في المنطقة؟
والله ساعدهم ليش لعد يعني شوفنا شيء يعني مفادنا يعني شيء نخبر عليه قوات التحالف.
We would like to help if we see anything against us. We want to help the coalition forces, of course.
That brought more smiles because we knew that there'd also been discussion of a suspicious white pickup truck and that if he saw it again, would he please call the base? He'd been given a card with phone numbers. Insurgents launch mortar attacks on Anaconda from out here, giving the base its nickname of Mortaritaville. As we walk back, I asked Lieutenant Peter Rampart what he thought about being extended for 4 months.
Yeah, it wasn't what we were hoping for, but it was part of the job. So I let my family know before we even started that it's always a possibility. They were a little upset, but it's only 4 months, so we just get to enjoy another Iraqi summer, so.
That kind of stoic acceptance wasn't uncommon amongst the soldiers I interviewed, including Lieutenant Nelson, the patrol commander. But he adds that something else is on everyone's mind.
When we heard about the extension, obviously they're already thinking about, well, what if something happens in that time that we're going to be extended? Obviously it would be a little more tragic because otherwise you would have been home by that time.
And disappointment runs deep amongst some soldiers who have children, like Sergeant First Class Michael Gerard from Cloquet, Minnesota.
My son, it's difficult, you know. I'll be missing yet another baseball season and another football season. And for him, he's feeling the effects, even we see performance in school even affected by me being gone.
Many of the younger soldiers joined the Guard to help pay for their education. But Specialist Michael Fosness is doubtful about when he can finish.
We're not going to be home long before we're back again. Back here, Iran, Afghanistan, wherever. Trying to go to school, that's real hard. You know, you go to school for a year, then you got to miss 2. Then you got to try and pick up where you left off, and it's tough.
Yesterday, one of the extended Minnesotans got to ask a question when NPR's Juan Williams interviewed President Bush. Specialist Ryan Schmidt asked if the president had a plan if his troop surge didn't work. Here's what the president said.
Well, I would say to Ryan, I put it in place on the advice of a lot of smart people, particularly the military people, who thinks it will work. And let us go into this aspect of the Iraqi strategy feeling it will work. But I will also assure Ryan that we're constantly adjusting to conditions on the ground.
We asked Specialist Schmidt if he was satisfied with the president's answer.
No, it did not answer my question. I would have liked to know more so that there will be a plan if this does not work. For some of us that are over here, particularly me, my unit, we all feel that what's the point in us being extended if your initial plan to send more troops over here does not work? What are you going to do, Mr. President?
John McChesney, NPR News, Anaconda, Iraq.